And good morning. It is time for a look at local and area news. It's made possible by Diamond Brothers Insurance, Barfield Carpets, and the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company. I'm Ryan Turk. There's something for everyone at Saturday's 6th Annual Pumpkin Festival in Jacksonville. Plenty of activities for both kids and adults have been organized for the day. Kristen Jenkins of the Jacksonville Main Street Organization, which coordinates the event each year, covered the day's activities on WLDS's What's on Your Mind program earlier this week. For the amount of events and contests going on, Jenkins says you won't find a better value than the Jacksonville Pumpkin Festival.
You get your lunch, you get the rides, you get the entertainment, you get dessert, you get everything for $5. I mean, you're going to walk away with a pumpkin and a happy kid with a full belly for $5. You simply can't beat it. It's an amazing deal with so much fun.
Returning this year is the pumpkin drop starting at 2 p.m. Jenkins expands on what that contest entails.
We're doing the pumpkin drop again this year, so with your $5 armband, you get a pass for that, and we will actually be throwing pumpkins off the top of the Sears building, which, if anybody is familiar with that, that's on the north side of the square. It's the big, huge brown building when you come up on South Main. It's a three-story building that we're going to be throwing pumpkins off of, and if the pumpkin stem lands where you have placed your numbered golf tee, then you win a dozen donuts from Safeco Donut.
From 11 to 3, visitors can enjoy carnival rides, compliments of First Christian Church. The Pumpkin Festival takes place this Saturday on the downtown square, starting with the United Zombie 5K at 10 a.m. Activities wrap up with the Haunted Jacksonville bus tour at 7 o'clock.
Stop dreading your business insurance bill. Diamond Brothers Insurance offer quality coverage at competitive rates through the Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. They can tailor a policy to meet all your business needs. Stop by Diamond Brothers in Jacksonville and talk to Stephen Simons, Nikki Henry, or Steve Turner. When it comes to business insurance, they'll be there when you need them the most. Call them today at 243-8000. That's Diamond Brothers Insurance, 1122 Veterans Drive, Jacksonville.
Jacksonville police made one arrest this morning. 54-year-old James Reno of the 100 block of East Wolcott was booked at the county jail at around 12:45 for possession of meth, driving with a suspended or revoked license, and operating an uninsured motor vehicle. Reno is still in custody. Jacksonville residents should start preparing for next month's multiple leaf day pickups. Paper and or plastic bagged leaves should be curbside by 8 a.m. for the following dates: November 7th through the 10th, November 14th through the 18th, and November 21st through the 23rd. Leaf vac will not run on ditch streets and only bags will be accepted. You can call the City of Jacksonville Garage at 479-4653 if your street was missed. A new study shows two-thirds of recent graduates of Illinois colleges and universities have student debt. A survey done by the Institute for College Access and Success reveals those borrowers have to pay back just over $29,000 on average in student loans. The group from Illinois is the eighth most indebted in the nation's class of 2015.
Hello, Barfield Carpets.
I want to talk to a great pumpkin.
We don't have any pumpkins.
Trick-or-treating, and I want to find a great pumpkin.
Well, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be one of your salesmen, because you always have something for everyone.
And don't forget, we'll bring our samples of flooring right to your home. Now, if you want to be a salesman when you get older, I'm sure I can find a job for you.
Great. Now trick-or-treat.
Don't get tricked by anyone else. For first quality carpets, first quality installations, call Barfield Carpets at 243-2655.
Thinking about a new house or car? Maybe you're ready to start that remodeling project. Then let's make it happen at the Farmer State Bank and Trust Company. Our lenders are experienced pros and, more importantly, people who care. We'll make getting a loan simple so you realize your goals sooner. And because we're local, lending decisions are made fast. And that all adds up to better banking.
This is Jean Young. Make a better banking connection with us at the Farmer State Bank and Trust Company.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jobless numbers say the state is holding steady and even adding a few jobs in select sectors. The Illinois Department of Employment Security reports that the state added 7,400 jobs this last month, And since last year at this time, the state grew more than 43,000 jobs. Department Director Jeff Mays says that job growth isn't widespread and shared among all careers and regions.
We continue to lose middle-class manufacturing jobs. We lost 12,000 in the last year. Manufacturing appears to be growing nationally. We're still seeing some gains in the Chicago area, but downstate, not at all. And any growth we've had is still anemic when you compare it to the rest of the country.
The state's unemployment rate is at 5.5%. Nationally, it's at 5%. Taking a look at yesterday's temperatures, the high was 62 and the low was 40. 0.02 of an inch of precipitation fell at the WLDS studios overnight. This look at news made possible by Diamond Brothers Insurance, Barfield Carpets, and the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company. A full look at the forecast is on the way next. A reminder, bulletin news is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.